President Bush today announced his nominees for two top health jobs that have been open and languishing in his administration. The president nominated Dr. Elias Zerhouni to head the National Institutes of Health and Dr. Richard Carmona to be Surgeon General. Both have compelling life stories. NPR's Richard Harris has this report.
Surgeon General nominee Richard Carmona has a rags-to-riches life story. He was born in Harlem, earned two Purple Hearts in Vietnam, trained as a trauma surgeon, and joined the Sheriff's Department and a SWAT team in Arizona. 3 years ago, he shot a man during a gun battle and then tried to save his life. President Bush introduced him at a White House ceremony today.
When I first learned that Richard Carmona once dangled out of a moving helicopter, I worried that maybe he wasn't the best guy to educate our Americans about reducing health risks.
Dr. Carmona wasn't satisfied being a law enforcement agent and the lead trauma surgeon in Arizona. Marie Swanson, dean of the College of Public Health at the University of Arizona, says her colleague returned to school to earn a master's degree in that field.
He realized that the vast majority of what he saw in the emergency room was, in fact, preventable. And that's what brought him into public health. He wanted to gain the additional skills to enable him to work on the prevention side.
Dr. Carmona expressed his gratitude to President Bush at the White House ceremony today for the latest twist in his remarkable life, his apparent ascension to the largely ceremonial position as the nation's top doctor.
You have enabled me to appreciate the American dream. As a high school dropout, poor Hispanic kid, to where I am today was just nothing you could even dream about. Muchas gracias por esta oportunidad que me han dado para servir a ustedes y la nación.
Dr. Carmona's nomination is not just personally gratifying, it's politically useful to the president, who is reaching out to Hispanic voters. Likewise, the nominee for the head of the National Institutes of Health passes the litmus test over issues related to abortion, namely medical research that deals with human embryos. Dr. Elias Zerhouni was the driving force to build an institute at Johns Hopkins University to use human cells, stem cells, to treat disease. But President Bush made it clear that potentially controversial research is not, in this case, a source of conflict.
Dr. Zerhouni shares my view that human life is precious and should not be exploited or destroyed for the benefits of others. And he shares my view that the promise of ethically conducted medical research is limitless.
Dr. Zerhouni also has a remarkable personal story. He emigrated from Algeria 27 years ago, nearly penniless, and built a career as a radiologist in Baltimore. The nominees must be confirmed by the Senate. In the case of these two popular doctors, that's likely to be a formality. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.